This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In a new article, Mexico officials bust thousands of migrants to the border near Texas camp. It's over 50,000 now, 20 miles in any direction. We've had our crew down there. Giant camps of people spilling over, going both directions, milling around. Children just left in the bushes, just dumped over fences. Total and complete insanity. And I've got a Breitbart reporter I'm about to talk to right when I go off air. But let's go back to, because I already knew all this, but the way Greg Reese puts it is so powerful. That report that's now on Infowars.com that needs to go totally viral. How Big Pharma used Fauci and the media to murder Americans. Or you could say, proof Fauci has been murdering Americans since 1980. And I remember this giant scandal. And I remember being around medical workers and doctors. My dad wasn't just an oral surgeon and dentist. He owned part of a hospital in Mesquite, Texas, when I was a kid and a teenager. And he sold out and we moved down here to Austin. And I remember the doctors sitting around playing chess. My dad drinking scotch when I'm like 8 years old, and I couldn't turn the TV on in the living room until his friend left there playing chess. I remember his friend smoked filterless Camels, and they're sitting there, and they're talking about, yeah, they're killing everybody. Yeah, that director up there, it's eugenics. Yeah, they give them that AZT. That's what kills them. Yeah, the virus actually doesn't kill hardly anybody. Plus, it's a race-specific bioweapon. Northern Europeans don't even have receptor sites for HIV. Yeah, they cooked it up. Or Dietrich, yeah. Yeah, they injected into the homosexuals up in New York, 1977. And I don't remember saying Fauci's name, but I mean, this is what I grew up around. And my dad's sitting there with this, that guy that smoked the short cigarettes. Remember, he was like a big computer programmer, big monkey mucket, like it was IBM. And the point is, this is what I grew up around hearing. And then all these years later, it's all true. And my dad wasn't saying that for me listening. And so. It was a big scandal at the time. My dad knew people involved in the Dallas Buyers Club whenever that Matthew McConaughey movie came out. He said, oh, I knew doctors that were actually, you know, giving people the drugs so they wouldn't die. And how Fauci, the government was giving drugs, the CDC, the FDA, that would kill you. They did it in Africa as well. They go, oh, the UN needs to pay for Africans to get AZT and these other drugs. And then as soon as the Africans took it, they all started dying. They said, let's stop taking this stuff. So they know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They know what they're doing. And I sat there and witnessed all that when I was a child. And I guess, you know, just grew up like I guess it was God's plan to just see all this. So I wasn't just reading about it later. I experienced it and I watched it for myself. And that's the world we live in. And Fauci likes to kill people. And we sit here and we take it. You'll hear about a nurse from San Antonio who killed like 20 babies because she liked to kill babies. They caught her injecting babies with poison. Most doctors are good, but doctors will tell you some of the worst are doctors. And there are psychos that get into the research area and get to the top, and ruthless corporations want to have somebody over the FDA. He's been the head of the FDA before, or ahead of the CDC. He's been ahead of that. Now he's in the National Institutes of Allergies. And they like to kill people. Fauci's a little demonic, sneaky monster. Like he says in the propaganda piece, National Geographic, he's like, I don't usually get even with people right at first. I get them later when they don't know. He actually, when they don't see it coming in your little white lab coat with your little poison shot. It's so funny. We're stupid, Fauci, and we don't see what she's doing this to us. We see you, little monster. We know who you are. We know what you're doing. Now, listen, I didn't even plug last hour. And if I don't plug, we're not going to be here, and I'm not bitching. But we're burning it at both ends, and I love you, and I appreciate you. But you need T-shirts, you need books, you need films, and I need to keep this operation going. I need to hire more people and expand on the globalist space, not contract. And I need to finish these big battles with the Democrats and the globalists, the folks that bankrupt Remington and the rest of it, and I'm not going to stop till I'm dead. So go to InfoWarsStore.com where we got stuff so good for your immune system. Vitamin D3 under the tongue, winter sun, highest quality, highest rating you're going to find. And Ultra 12, both 50% off. It's going to end in about a week because they're selling out quick. 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. And the new film is ready for you to order it right now. COVIDland Part 1 with a free copy of Endgame at InfoWarsStore.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
Week. And now it's in mainstream news, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's in The Sun out of the UK. China lab created coronavirus 10,000 times stronger than usual as fears rage over Wuhan leak. Scientists warn a Wuhan lab created coronavirus strains were up to 10,000 times stronger than usual amid fears a virus could have escaped when the technician was bitten by a mouse. They put it out on purpose to counter Trump. They said we were going to release something to counter Trump. Fauci said that he's going to be faced with a big epidemic. Bombshell documents have emerged, which reveal how Chinese researchers funded by a U.S. government agency involved souping up the virus and then transmitting it to humanized mice. That's right. The mice had been basically manipulated with human genetics. So now you know. The documents released by U.S. Right to Know showed giant applications between 2017 and 2019, Peter Daszak, of the U.S. nonprofit group EcoHealth Alliance, which was lodged with White House advisor Anthony Fauci, National Institute of Health. The research was carried out in the Wuhan Lab of Virology in China because Obama had it moved because it was being exposed he was behind it in 2015. And study coronavirus found that bats, which had been captured at the epicenter of a copper mine in Mojing, were 1,118 times miles away from the lab, and it just goes on from there. So more documents coming out, more information, just proving. And the little monster that blocked real HIV drugs and gave you poisonous ones to kill you and pushed remdesivir, they knew 50-plus percent of people die that take it. He's doing it again. It's all a sick joke. And now you look at Israel, you look at all the other countries, they're taking all the shots. They've got all the new cases like we do. And the places that don't take it don't have any problems, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to put back on screen Greg Reese's report again, and we're going to hand the baton to our amazing guest host, Dr. Ruby, that's about to take over. All of Reese's reports are great, but this one is at band.video. It's the featured video. I want this to go viral. Now, you can't share band.video on Twitter or Facebook or places. They've blocked that. You can share the new URL that they haven't blocked so far in 5 months, freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv. It's one word. Just go to freeworldnews.tv. It's the same link, same video, same everything. And share it and say, because I mean, he's got a good headline, okay? And Reese does a better job than I do most of the time. But his headline's not strong enough. And I can't think of a headline good enough for this video. Smoking gun proof Dr. Fauci has been purposely murdering people since 1980? Total proof Fauci is the greatest serial killer since Adolf Hitler? I mean, I don't know, but that's who he is. He runs the government. He's attacking you. He's killing people all over the U.S. by denying them care because his standard's God. The two FDA scientists quit 3 weeks ago and said, don't give it to under 16s. Don't give people these deadly booster shots. And we don't like you being political and having Fauci run things. That's fine. I do run things. And now what he wants is happening. So I want that to go viral. I don't know what else is going to go viral. You've seen all the exclusive footage of the Haitians by the tens of thousands pouring across the border. Well, we've got footage inside their migrant camps that our guys went into on the Mexico side and the U.S. side last night. That's on band.video halfway down the site. So I want everybody to get it. I want everybody to share it. Let me show you some of the headlines, okay? These are some of the headlines on Bandai Video that need to get out. Exclusive footage inside giant Haitian migrant camp. Exclusive. People need to see this. Another one. InfoWars files lawsuit against feds for violating First Amendment and blocking drone flights. We're fighting. You're fighting. We're fighting together. The big one. Exclusive. Drone captures second huge Haitian caravan smashing across Texas border. You need to see that. It needs to go mega viral. This is a war. The globalists are running the virus, the open borders, the replacement migration, all of it. Only standing up and being informed can stop them. Now, finally, the feds have put a fence back up around the Capitol. They threatened everybody. They said it's evil and terrorists to come protest people held 8 months in solitary confinement who weren't even violent. But even mainline federal judges are saying it's a gulag and wrong, but the other judges don't care. I'm getting on a plane in the morning. I'm going to be there to cover it as an observer. They'll blow something up and say I did it if I say I'm even part of it. I'm just there as an observer, as media, to cover it like I do. And then I've got some other stuff I'm going to be doing in D.C. and around the area that's going to be pretty big news, some big interviews. So look for that, and please pray for us. It's stuff for crazy times. And just pray for everybody that's fighting hard and all the good doctors and scientists and medical workers that are telling the truth and are taking action. We salute you all. And please keep us on air, and please share the links and articles, because you're everything. When you take action, it has a great effect. When you don't, we're going to lose this fight. And finally, go to InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of new T-shirts, a lot of great books, a lot of high-quality supplements. Great coffee. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And back in stock is Pollen Block. Back in stock is X2, Ultra 12, and, of course, Winter Sun. Those are 50% off. You've got to have that vitamin D. You got to have that B12. It's excellent. So InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for all your support. Knockout, our sleep aid, is also back in stock. 8 different organic compounds give you deep, restful sleep. That's really important for your immune system. Okay. Dr. Jane Ruby takes over for the rest of the segment and the rest of the hour. DrJaneRuby.com. She's an amazing lady. Without further ado, you already know who she is. God bless you, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Alex. Thank you, Alex. It's incredible to be here again. Thank you so much. My question is, why isn't Dr. Fauci in some black ops site with his fingers missing? Well, anyway, welcome to the fourth hour of Alex Jones. This is your host, Dr. Jane Ruby, for today, and I'm really excited to be here. Look, we're going to talk about a lot of different things today. I'm going to clarify some things that maybe some other experts haven't dug as deeply into, like the fake or what I call the illegal Comirnaty approval and why I feel it's illegal. We're going to talk about the package insert. I want to talk today about this new hospital protocol that seems to be sweeping the country. It's actually what I call turning our hospitals into the new ovens. And yes, that is a reference to Nazi Germany and the way they marched people into those gas chambers and other destructive places to kill them. That's what our hospitals have become. We have countless stories every day, people reaching out, telling us that their loved ones are trapped in a hospital. It's a nightmare of all nightmares. Lastly, I'm going to talk about a couple of other things. I'm going to look at doctors, because I don't know about all of you, but I am completely sick and tired of doctors refusing to prescribe life-saving drugs, pushing this death shot across their practices. We're going to talk about what I've discovered as what the real reason is. I couldn't figure out if it was that they were getting paid. Was it money? Was it threats? Were they trying to take their, you know, hurt their families? What was it that was creating a lockstep phenomenon of all doctors across the United States, and certainly as far as I can see, all across the world, to simultaneously using the same kind of language, blocking prescribing and letting governments tell them what to do, which to me is practicing medicine without a license. And then with all that doom and gloom, I promise you that we're going to end on a little bit of a positive note today and wrap up the whole Alex Jones show with some positive thoughts, some ideas for surviving what's about to happen, what's happening now. People losing their jobs, people being threatened, people just in despair because they don't know what to do. They've gotten a little too comfortable based on the corporate teat. We're going to show them. I'm going to talk about how to repurpose your life and survive what's happening. And then I'm going to end with something really, really special. About a month or two ago, I was contacted by Nashville singer-songwriter Sean Galloway. He's an award-winning musician and lyricist. He's an amazing human being. He's been very concerned about children being jabbed. And he said, would you like to write a song? I noticed you put together a hashtag, Just Wait. What does that all mean? So we wrote the song together. It's been released. And we're going to share it with you at the very end of the show. It's catchy. It's cute. And hopefully, since music really appeals to people and communicates with them on a different vibrational level, maybe we'll be able to reach out to more people and get them to think twice about what they're doing, not trip over themselves to get these or any boosters, and for God's sake, protect the babies and the children. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're going to defend your license over people dying? Well, I didn't defend my license over people dying. I chose to fight for our people. We took an oath to protect life. So all these things about doctors are scared? No, they're not scared. They're being murderous. You're going to...
And there you go. There you go. That was Dr. Stella Emanuel, by the way, one of the pioneering frontline doctors, a mentor, a hero, an icon. And she's telling the truth. I thought that doctors were being complicit in blocking life-saving treatments and pushing these death jabs for one of two reasons. And either of them I probably not necessarily would condone, but I get it. The first was they probably were threatened, and I understand that. That's frightening. They come after your family, your relatives, whatever. Or I thought to myself, they're just not doing their due diligence. They're blindly following the CDC, as they've all been taught to do in medical school. But the reason was worse. It's worse. I'm hearing from more and more doctors, whistleblowers, those who have seen the truth and have come out of this despicable collusion, America's doctors. And you know what the reason is? It's just what she said. It's they're afraid... I can almost not say it. They're afraid to lose their license. And I'm going to tell you how bad it is. I was on the phone two nights ago with a very famous activist. You would know this person. And the person got me on the phone because that person's had a father who was refusing to phone in a prescription for ivermectin, even though the person had just had a positive COVID test. I was mortified. I screamed into the phone after he got done with all of his excuses. I got to be careful of my license. I have, an obligation to the rest of my practice. I just don't think it's safe. I've heard it's not safe. I almost couldn't tolerate. I screamed into the phone, "It's your blanking daughter." Okay? So he ended up prescribing hydroxychloroquine. I think we shamed him into it. But this is what we're facing. They don't get it. They're not going to have a license. They're not going to have a job or a practice if all of this plays out. And in addition to that, when they see the massive repercussions in the next year, 2 years, 3 years from ADE, from the damage these boosters are going to cause and all those other things. There's going to be a lot of suicide, a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth. I just want to mention it because if you're one of those doctors, you better think twice. It wasn't a defense in the Nuremberg trials to be doing something to protect yourself. Now, these people took an oath. So I thank Dr. Stella for being bold enough to say it to her fellow physicians. Okay, the other area I want to talk about is to warn you about something that's happening very quickly right now. And that is that you all know that Joe Biden's patience is wearing thin, right? Not patience is wearing thin. Okay. His patience is wearing thin. But what he's doing, not so much behind the scenes, is he's weaponized a number of federal agencies to close down the vice on, well, first, red states, Republican states. Let me tell you what's happening. Because a lot of these federal agencies are acting like organized crime syndicates, in my estimation. We now have, we do have a little bit of a resurgence around the country of COVID-19, COVID whatever. I personally feel, since I believe viruses burn down, not up, that they may have tweaked this thing, whatever this thing was last year. They may have dropped something new. So all of these monoclonal antibody centers have popped up. These are, this is like sending in an instant army. You don't get to keep the antibodies. You don't have lifelong immunity. But when you're sick, it comes in, these drugs, these monoclonal antibodies come in and they block the virus from replicating and you get better pretty quickly. Well, what's happening is, as of yesterday, the Health and Human Services Department has seized control, apparently, of monoclonal antibody distribution. They're just going to dictate who gets what, especially to the southern states, under the guise of, hey, we're going to prevent a shortage. Okay, right. And so what they've done, they've started metering doses of Regeneron in Texas. This is an illegal, in my opinion, an illegal use of the Defense Production Act. In Alabama, the Department of Health and Human Services has notified them that they are limiting the number of doses of monoclonal antibodies. Previously, they were just replenishing on a demand basis. And, of course, you know, I hope most of you caught Governor DeSantis firing back at Biden the other day for plain politics. They've also notified Tennessee, Mississippi, Georgia, and Louisiana. What do you think those have in common? Those are southern states. Right? That have really not followed the useless and disproven policies of masks, lockdowns, and forced injections. And what we are now witnessing, and this is incredibly communist, is the Biden administration cutting off life-saving drugs to red states. This is political retaliation for refusing to follow the party line. It's incredible. Look, I don't have anything against the monoclonal antibodies. Most of them are a cocktail of two MAs. Regeneron's drug, by the way, Regeneron is a company name. RegenCove is two monoclonal antibodies. Eli Lilly is ramping up to a cocktail of their own, two different MAs. These are about $2,100 a dose. And ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which have been effectively, you know, pretty much blocked at least from regular access, you know, doctors won't prescribe it. Pharmacies are challenging people, even when doctors do phone it in. Those are pennies. They're pennies per pill. It's preposterous. Not unless you figure out that the bottom line here is that the federal government, the Biden regime, is literally blocking inexpensive, but more importantly, life-saving, FDA-approved treatments and in favor of experimental, unproven, because let's face it, monoclonal antibodies are also under an EUA, emergency use authorization, and they're not, their trials have not completed yet. And so, basically, they're attacking the southern states, and I think Governor DeSantis knows that. It's reprehensible. To me, it's practicing medicine across the 50 states without a license. The Health and Human Services Agency, as well as other agencies, and later on, we're going to get into the FDA's recent briefing meeting with Pfizer, and you won't believe what's coming. It's more than you think. And it's not a pretty picture. Stay with me.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment
that founded the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin.
Well, we've got a whole new hospital system in the United States, it seems. We've got a whole protocol. They're all walking in lockstep. Anyway, I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. I'm Dr. Jane Ruby. I'm guest hosting in for Alex today and always thrilled to be here. Look, if you have any kind of flu symptoms or you have a positive COVID test external to a hospital and you go there because your symptoms are advancing, you're going to find a similar protocol being implemented, and it's very dangerous. You will be tested. You will be probably found to be positive in the hospital, whether you are or not. You'll be sequestered. Your family will be out. They will be literally out in the parking lot. You will be forced on remdesivir, which is an experimental drug that is in now real-world evidence, is showing damage to kidneys and lethal, fatal renal failure. And then you will be asked to be sedated or you will be sedated and you'll put on a mechanical vent, intubated forcefully and on a mechanical ventilator, which will probably finish you off since you're developing pneumonia, and that's not the protocol for that. Where is this coming from? Where is the Joint Commission? There's something I want you to be aware of. It's called the Joint Commission. You can go to their website, jointcommission.org. It's very important. You, as a U.S. citizen, can file a complaint against a hospital for safety reasons, and you should. Okay? Because I don't know if you all heard the, or someone on the show talked about Veronica Wolsky's story. She was a conservative activist in Chicago, got into that situation. Out in the parking lot, to my understanding, was her power of attorney, her medical doctor licensed, who was willing to take over her care. She was alert and still letting them know that she wanted to leave. She would sign any paperwork to do that. And there was an ambulance waiting to take her, fully supporting her medically. And she was denied. And then she died in the night after they forced her on a ventilator. I hope the lawsuits never end against this hospital. I believe it was called Amida Resurrection in Chicago. But that's not a singled out hospital. I get literally 50 or 60 messages. It's really getting frightening. On my Proton Mail, Dr. Jane Ruby at Proton Mail, every day, saying, please, Dr. Ruby, help me. Please, my relative, my husband, my son is in a hospital. They won't release him. They want him to go on a ventilator, or he's already on a ventilator. This has got to stop. It's to me, it's premeditated murder, and everyone involved in that hospital who doesn't come out or come forward or stop it in some way is a conspirator to murder. It's just very dangerous. Be very careful. You don't want to go to hospital for any particular thing right now. In the last section, I want to wrap up a little bit by talking to people about repurposing your skills. Think about creating other types of either emergency or healthcare, like an urgent care center, but a new kind with people who are who do not force the jab, who will take care of each other, who have skills, who are licensed. We'll talk a little bit more about that before the end. I wanted to share with you something I think is very important. I'd like the producers to bring up this pictorial on the phases of clinical trials. I'm going to go through it really quickly, but it's very important for you to understand something. I spent 20 years in pharmaceutical drug development. What I am seeing these companies get away with, I've never seen before in my entire professional life. Take a look at this. This is pictured in a stepwise fashion for a reason. Now, preclinical, I told you before, is animals in petri dishes. This is where we get early danger signals. If animals have problems or if they die, that's an early warning. If you make it through those, then the FDA reviews your data and gives you permission to move to the next level. Phase one, very important, small number of people, very healthy, highly compensated because they're taking a chance, first time used in humans. And we also need to get basic information on pharmacokinetics, pharmacodynamics. What does the drug do when it goes through your body? How long does it stay there? What's the half-life? How does your body get rid of it? Where does it congregate? What are the roads of elimination, right? And so when you get that information, each step allows you to go safely to the next step. Then you go to phase two, which are larger numbers of people. If you've established safety, then you move into more efficacy. Safety never gets lost. We are always studying safety, okay? Always filing back to the FDA with our safety reports. And then you get to phase three, which is essentially your pivotal, what we call the pivotal trial. The phase three trials are the results from those are what is submitted to the FDA for approval. And then your phase four is where you then you make your drug application to the FDA. If you get approved, you get launched as a drug, and now you're into phase four post-marketing surveillance. But always feeding back data more and more and more. Why is this important? Because in the phase three pivotal trials, in order to get data that is worthy of the FDA considering your product for approval, it has to be a certain type of trial. It has to be a minimum duration. It's all set forward in the FDA's guidance documents, which function like regulations. Well, if you look at Pfizer's September 17th briefing, first of all, you're going to see that they are applying for approval. I think they're going to jump right to approval. We're not even going to do an EUA. We want boosters and babies. This is their plan. They're shooting for babies, boosters and babies, okay? You can download the document on the web, okay? It's dated today. Also want you to go to clinicaltrials.gov. Very important. I want you to look up this trial. This is the Pfizer trial, okay, which is still ongoing. We told you these trials go until 2023. All of you that have taken a jab are in this trial. You're in this trial, and it's a moving target, my friend. It's a moving goalpost, okay? It's clinicaltrials.gov. The identifier is, because I want this to be imprinted, you can always go back and watch it again, NCT-043-68728. If you go to that trial, you will see that Pfizer has squashed. In fact, the protocol is entitled a phase 1-2-3. No, that's not how you do drug development. That's not how you proceed in determining if something works and if it is safe. You can see the stages here. One stage builds on another. You have to take the information from the preceding stage or phase and roll it into the next one. You can't do them all at once, but that's the sham. That's the illegal part of this. And if you look at the Comirnaty package insert, this is how we know it's approved. Everybody's arguing. It's a, you know, don't pay attention to the signal, not the noise. If you look at the package insert, once something gets approved, you can find their package insert, that little thing you throw out when you buy your Advil. Okay, well, for a prescription drug, it's very, very important. Everything in there helps maintain safety. It tells doctors and nurse practitioners how to reconstitute it, how to give it, what to watch for, who should not get it. Now, one of the groups that should never get it are people that weren't studied. And if you look at the clinicaltrials.gov with the trial I just showed you, you'll come to a section called exclusion criteria. It's a very common term in a human trial protocol. It means none of those people can be in the study. And guess what? If none of those people are in the study, none of those people should get the drug. But in the Pfizer Comirnaty package insert, instead of putting those groups into the contraindication section, which means do not give to those people, which people like with, you know, kidney failure, with liver, you know, there's no drug-drug interaction information. How do we know if somebody's on eight other drugs that it's safe to give them this? We don't. If you look, I implore you to go to the website, download the package insert, take a look at all the things that are missing. Pregnant women, insufficient data to establish safety and efficacy. Then why are we pushing it in those populations? This is a very dangerous operation. And the public needs to know. And you can look at it yourself. There are boosters coming in this protocol on clinicaltrials.gov. Up to 3 times the dose now, 100 micrograms. Guys, this is getting really dangerous. The time to stop is now. Stay with me.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you guys so much for being with me today. This is Dr. Jane Ruby in for Alex for the last hour. Just wanted to wrap up for a moment on this Pfizer trial that's listed. You can find the protocol online as well, a phase 1-2-3 placebo-controlled. Listen, when they say in their own package insert that around February of this year, they broke the blind, which means they converted their randomized placebo-controlled trial into an open label, which means everybody knows what they're getting, observational study. That is not adequate data for an FDA approval. And furthermore, this report that just came out today from the Pfizer FDA meeting, they're trying to get boosters and babies. They basically did not bother to test the boosters at all because you're going to be the test going forward. Okay, they conducted a single phase one trial that covered 12 people over age 65. The total N, meaning the total research population, was 300 people so far, and they're going to send this thing out. And no one over 55. That's the trial design. Of the 300 people who received the booster so far, and by the way, there are three formulations of boosters, and God knows what's in there. One had a heart attack, but there's just insufficient data. But the FDA made Pfizer go back and review its data from the pivotal trial from last year. I mean, that isn't even relevant, right? So they said an additional analysis appears to indicate that incidence of COVID-19 generally increased in each group of study participant with increasing time post-dose two. But let's charge on and let's make sure we get this into everybody's arm. It's just absolutely ridiculous. So you can check it out. Gave you the study number, the NCT number on clinicaltrials.gov. You can see the three doses. You can see the 100 micrograms. It's just going to be crazy. Look, I wanted to just say, before I bring in my guest, I wanted to say one word on repurposing of skills. There's a lot of effort going on right now around the country for, you know, nurses, carpenters, electricians, all kinds of hardworking Americans repurposing their skills, coming together. When you walk out of that corporation or that hospital, you know, corporate hospital system, you don't lose your skills, okay? So pool them together. Start where you are locally. Build in your neighborhoods, your communities, and create new forms of medical, you know, mutual medical care, supportive care, and you'll survive until we get past this. So I wanted to mention that. We don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to mention to you that, as I said in the beginning of the show, or the hour rather, I was contacted by an amazing, talented artist, a singer-songwriter from Nashville, award-winning guy, just an amazing human being, who said to me, would you like to write a song to, you know, kind of get into, you know, like a more vibrational communication with people to let them know, to, you know, to sort of celebrate this hashtag that I created called Just Wait. I would tell people, just wait. What do you have to lose? Slow down and please with these boosters, because I'm going to tell you something. There's evidence now that this is a priming mission. They're going to prime you and prime you and prime you, and that's where you're going to start seeing death and disability ramp up even faster. So back to the positive stuff. We worked together. We wrote a song, and it's called, of course, Just Wait. I want to bring in Sean Galloway from, well, he's not in Nashville right now, but he's from Nashville. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Dane. How are you? Good to be here. I'm in Chicago.
Awesome. Thank you so much for jumping on. You know, I just thought it'd be kind of fun for everybody to hear the song on the Alex Jones Show, and also to kind of hear our story together. Let's take a quick listen to the song. We're going to just cut the song off before it comes to my explanation, because you and I are going to take over that part.
Okay.
So let's roll the song. Just Wait. This is Just Wait.
Need to rush into that smoking gun. Step on back, let this play through until we know what they're injecting in you. Just wait, take your time. Just wait, you'll be fine. Nothing to lose and everything to gain. If it turns out toxic, you'll avoid the pain. So we say, just wait. It's not a vaccine. Keep this in mind. This medical device alters your design. Once you get it, you can't go back. Take this to heart before you react. Just wait, take your time. Just wait, you'll be fine. With nothing to lose and everything to gain. If it turns out toxic, you'll avoid the pain. So we say, just wait. With the love of God, just wait, take your time. Just wait, you'll be fine. Just wait. respect your design.
Just thank you.
Wait. Please. Just wait.
Awesome. Awesome. Sean, I'm just so proud of this work that we've done, and I want to thank you so much for everything you put into this, and, you know, working together with you is a total dream.
Oh, total an dream. Honor.
Yeah, listen, it's really taking off, I understand, right?
Well, we've had 150,000 views on the many different places that it's been. Specifically on your channel, your fans are just eating it up. You know, we've had over, I think it's now over like 8,000, something like that. So,
that's great.
You know, it's an inspired message. And when I heard it come out of your hashtag, come out of your mouth, I said, I got to write that with you. We got to get this. Cause this is this is what I'm good at, you know what I mean? And it's like, and this is the power of music, you know, and we can do this joyfully. And get a message across and give some people some just clear wisdom. You know what I mean? We don't know what is in this thing. There's all kinds of, it's politicized to the max. And it's like, you know what? Just best pull back and you know what I personally want to see, Jane, is I want to know what's in it. I want to see the lettering in the box that these things come in and say, this is exactly what's in it. You know, and it's like, I'm just tired of it. Yeah. You know, Go ahead. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I just wanted to stay with kind of the concept that, you know, we don't have enough culture, arts, you know, messaging on the right. And I think that was one of your motivations as well. And the other thing is I want to get in before, because we don't have much time left. The time always goes by so fast. But I wanted to also get in that you have actually, before Just Wait, you created another song to tell people to protect children, and it's called Hands Off. So just like 15 Correct. Seconds on that before we wrap up. Yeah.
Yeah, I did a little tour with the frontline doctors. I opened up for them, and they asked me, can you write something for the kids? Because they're going after the kids. And I said, absolutely. Yeah. We wrote it from Cincinnati down to Nashville, recorded it in 3 days, had the video done in another day, and it was up. And it's a great 1-2 punch. Just, you know, hands off, just wait.
Yeah, and what I love about Just Wait is that it just, everybody runs away. You run away, the children run away, and that's the idea. Just take a step back and run away from it. So, Sean, I want to thank you for being with us today. I'm going to sign off soon, but I wanted to say thank you for jumping on and helping share this beautiful song and for everything you've done.
And thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
You know, cheers to you, Jane and Dr. Ruby, for all you're doing. It's amazing. Thank you.
Thanks for standing up. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah. All right. Cheers.
You bet. Thanks, Sean. Have a great day. So, everybody, you just have 20 seconds left with you. God, it goes by so fast. Alex, thanks for having me today. It was great. And thank you for the honor of introducing me today. So, guys, love working with the team. This is Dr. Jane Ruby, just out there trying to save a few babies and anybody else who'll listen. So I'll have my own show on Stu Peters soon. So watch out.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.